We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Unbelievable food out here at Sun Chevy, Route 19 in the South Hills. I just took a photo with some first responders out there. It's a first responder fundraiser.
That food, the roast beef, is as good as any I've ever ate from Sid West Catering. Was absolutely delicious. This whole thing is also sponsored by Alley Bank, Custom Vehicle Outfitters, and Jeremy Gerba, the Lethal DJ.
Ron, you lost your nipple. There it is. Is that what they call the little microphone on the end of your
There it is. I don't
headphones.
Know, Joe. I
nipple?
Don't know. Thank man. Our man Cornelius is here to solve it for us. So.
The freshly married Dr. Kornfetter last week at the courthouse. Ron, we should have gone out there and sat in the audience.
I didn't know about it. I just saw the Kornfetter. Man at a thing at Greenewalt Roofing, a blood drive last Sunday. I had no idea he was getting married.
What a man he is. Yeah, you should join us out here. This is incredible. Let me ask you guys another quarterback-related question. What do the Steelers want from their quarterback this season? It seems to me, Bob, I'll start you off with this one, that they want somebody who's going to be very, very careful. And I would say to that, why bring in Trubisky and why draft Pickett if you want careful? You know, Cabali was on with me last week, and this is what he was talking about. This is why Cabali gave Mason Rudolph a 30% chance to start the opener. 30%. Because he said the Steelers just want a game manager who's very careful with the ball. And, Bob, to me, you might as well have brought Ben back. You might as well have brought Ben back if that's all you want. And that way you have experience in the fourth quarter. You have a guy who's not going to turn the ball over a ton. And why not just do that? If you bring in Trubisky, here's the thing. If you bring in Trubisky, the reason you do that is to try to wrest out of him what the Bears couldn't, which is all that talent. Let the guy play. Let him make some mistakes, and certainly Pickett. I think it goes without saying. You would want him to do that, be themselves. So what do you think they want out of their quarterback this year?
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to say they want someone just to come in and be cautious. I don't think that's the case. They're using a lot of guys. All of them are rolling out, moving around. Right. I just think they don't want them to be reckless, and there's a difference there. You can still be aggressive, and I think Trubisky's hit some long throws down the field. All of them have, but I just don't think it's they certainly are not an offense that can turn the ball over in bad situations and then compromise a pretty good defense. They'd like to make their defense be on the field for longer drives so they have a chance to really stop other teams. I don't think that means they're cautious. I think they want to be. Not reckless throwing the ball around and making ridiculous turnovers. So I think all those guys, I don't see that at all. I see them utilizing more of Matt Canada's strategy here, and I've seen that a lot up there where they've moved guys all over the place. So, and George Pickens yesterday had a jet sweep. I mean, that guy, he's going to be used a lot of different ways. He's a slot guy. He can go deep. He runs fast. He's great. He's really, based on everything you see, and that's all we have, is going to be this team's Ja'Marr Chase.
Well, Joe asked, what do they want from their quarterback? What was the number one thing Tomlin talked about all last year about mobility, mobility, Ben, no mobility. We want mobility. The game is about mobility. I agree with you, Bob. I think they want to see what Matt Canada's offense can do with the play fakes, these guys rolling out, having some mobility. And I think if it's Trubisky or Pickett, or, you know, we saw Mason have a couple runs last year against Detroit, including one when he nearly got knocked into left field next week, if you will. I think that's the number one thing they want this year, to be able to maybe open up Canada's offense with, you know, the play fakes, the rollouts, and all that kind of stuff, Joe.
But when it comes to actually delivering the ball downfield, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm wondering if Trubisky is going to have the freedom to make some mistakes, the freedom to take some chances.
I would think so.
I would think so too. I would hope so.
Yeah, but I would hope so too.
He's got a pit. He's got the Heisman Trophy, you know, guy, third place guy. Anyway, the pit guy that people are going to be clamoring for with any mistake. I wonder about it though. I wonder about whether Trubisky's going to have freedom to go out there and try to fulfill his potential and play a looser brand of football. I wonder about that, Bob. The kind that Josh Allen gets to play in Buffalo. And I think if you don't let him play that way, then you're wasting your time with him.
But I think
it's nice that you have rollouts. It's nice that you have design rollouts and you know, read options and things like that. This is about getting the ball down the field in the NFL. And will he be afforded the opportunity to take chances?
I think the answer is yes. I think they have enough people in their wide receiving core that they will be doing that. We've seen it up there. Again, apparently today's not a good day for Trubisky. Others are doing better, but it's gone up and down this way. I've seen a lot of deep passes. I've seen things that I would expect to see in game situations. So, yeah, why would you bring in a guy who has a veteran resume and they talk about that if you didn't trust that he could go down the field once in a while?
His resume is all about he was managed carefully in Chicago.
I understand that, but he still had long throws.
His past is him being misused.
And he also had 9 rushing touchdowns. He can do a lot with his feet, and I think you'll see that on display too. The whole thing is just don't make mistakes. They can still be aggressive, just limit the mistakes if you're the quarterback.
Well, that's a pretty fine line to walk. If you're going to be really aggressive and limit the mistakes.
I think there's a difference between really aggressive and aggressive. I think they'll pick their spots.
Right.
They're going to allow him to take those shots. And again, you know, you don't want turnovers, obviously. But if you're throwing away down the field, how many times have you heard that's like a punt anyway, if it's intercepted? I think they'll have him pick his spots, but I don't know that it's going to be all out all the time, allowing him to throw it down the field. I'll be real disappointed if he doesn't take several shots a game.
I'd like to see a little bit of gunslinger here. Otherwise,
I think you'll see a little bit.
Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
Versus a lot.
Otherwise, you're wasting your time by drafting Pickett and taking Trubisky. And I wonder how these guys are going to be managed within this offense. And I wonder if Folesy was right that they should have just maybe that maybe Ben this year would have been better than those guys with handcuffs on. I think Folesy believes that Ben may put up better numbers if he had come back than anybody on this roster, Ron.
Are we going to let Folesy speak for himself?
Folesy?
I would certainly make that – I wouldn't dismiss that idea. I think it's possible.
Ron?
No. It was time for Ben to move on, and obviously if you're going to keep Canada, it's not going to work again with Ben. I don't know what his numbers would be this year. I don't know what they're going to be with Trubisky, but I'm willing to take another shot with a guy that can move a little bit.
And that's why, Bob, I think the decision was for Matt Canada to come back. At the end of the season, a lot of people were wondering about him. I think they all knew that he was somewhat hamstrung, and he needs to have that element in his playbook available more often than it was. I talked to the wide receiver or the quarterback coach, Mike Sullivan, yesterday, and he was talking about that very
Sully.
Thing. Yes, that's Sully. He's still, you know, he's playing second fiddle to the big Sully, the Mike Sully, who he's never met apparently, but he wants to do it. But he has a pretty good resume dealing with these guys, and he says that that element is pretty much been on display, and they want it to be a big part of what they do. So I think last year they knew that Matt Canada really couldn't implement all of it, which is why he's returned, and now – we'll see. And if it's good, that'd be great. If it's not, then they're going to have to maybe adjust there.
See, I personally have more doubts about the coordinator than I do about the quarterbacks.
Wow.
I do. I want to see it. Well, I want to see what Canada does. And, I mean, I think Trubisky can be – I'm not going to say he's going to be Joe Burrow by any stretch, but I think he can be successful if Canada can put him in the right positions.
I have doubts about the coordinator, too. Don't get me wrong. I think there's doubts all the way around.
Oh, there are.
I wonder if they're gonna let their quarterbacks just play. I want to see Mitch Trubisky in that situation, and maybe he'll mangle it. By the way, if you give him too much freedom,
maybe.
But this is why Cabali thinks Mason Rudolph has a legit shot. I think Cabali believes, and maybe the Steelers believe that he'll be the easiest one to handle. He'll be the easiest one to handcuff and just play a careful game and depend on what they think, in Mike Tomlin's words.
Dominant defense. Well, if you're going to play that kind of approach, it better be the first, second, or third best defense
right.
in the league.
And if you're
going to better force a lot of turnovers and a lot of short fields
yeah.
and stuff like that.
And
yeah,
if it is that.
When you say the word dominant, that takes it to a whole different level. On a team that has been burned repeatedly in postseason games, with, you know, same sort of guys. I mean, they've obviously, I think, improved personnel-wise. But you never know how this is going to play out. And that's why it's important for that offense to do its part. And even if they don't score on specific drives, you know, change field position, make it a little easier. And that's when turnovers normally occur.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.